Murphy, just a Texas farmer lad. His country found itself at war and he tried to lend a hand. He volunteered to fight and die for freedom with a smile. He was too young to carry a gun and he had to wait a while. He reached 18 and tried again, this time they let him in. The soldiers called him Babyface and he took it with a grin. But he told the men of the Fighting Third, don't judge me by my size. I may be small, but I bet you all I spit in the Germans' eyes. He learned the deadly game of war and they shipped him off to France. And soon he heard the rumble of the deadly German tanks. Some men started praying, but he stood there in his tracks. He sure looked tall and they heard him call, we'll fight to hell and back. Though he was badly wounded, Audie he never left his gun. He killed 240 men and made the Germans run. And when the fight was over, the men all gathered round to shake the hand of the Texas man that backed the Germans down. He fought 100 battles and he never turned to run. The president sent for him when he heard what he had done. Gave him the highest honor our country has to give. He said, you didn't fight in vain as long as freedom lives. His plane went down, the searchers found it on a mountainside. Soon our country mourned its loss, our hero son had died. He will live forever as long as men are free. This little man that took a stand to fight for liberty.
Good morning, Johnny.
Morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You've been singing and playing around the Sydney area for a while. Can you tell us a little of your background?
Well, yes, I have. I've been in the business virtually all my life, Brian, and I'm an old fella now. I've been a singer and songwriter for many years. I had the privilege of doing a lot of shows over the years. I've been to Nashville and represented Australia over there in 1986, Fanfare, and also did a TV show, the Carl Tipton TV show. That was some time ago, 20 years or so ago now. But prior to that, I worked around the Sydney club circuit, the major clubs in Sydney, Tamworth and so forth. I had a fairly fruitful career over the years, but I've always liked writing songs. It's been my passion. And I've liked recording songs, particularly about people that have done special things in life to really make themselves sort of stand out from others. People like Charles Kingsford Smith. I wrote a song about Kingsford Smith. He was a world-famous aviator, Australian aviator, that created history in flying from America to Australia back in 1928 and being the first to do this. We wrote a song about Gabby Kennard, who was also a flyer. She created history herself in flying around the world in 1989, being the first Australian aviatrix to do that. And, of course, I wrote the song about Audie Murphy many years ago. It wasn't until a couple of years ago that I decided I'd record it. I've always loved Audie Murphy, his movies, plus, of course, acknowledged the great achievement he did in World War II. He actually became the most decorated soldier in World War II and got every possible decoration that America could bestow upon him. Then, of course, after the war, he went to Hollywood and became a movie star and ended up making 44 mainly Western movies. And I wrote the song America's Unsung Hero as a tribute to Audie. I first saw Audie when I was only about 9 or 10 years old in a movie called The Kid from Texas. It was showing in Sydney for a period. In those days, they used to run each movie for a period of about 8 or 10 weeks at a time. I ended up seeing that movie 9 times, would you believe? And I got my dad to take me to those screenings, and I saw something very special in Audie Murphy. At that stage, only a kid myself. I had no idea about his war record. But of course, as I got older, I realised that he was not only a very fine movie actor, but he was a very distinguished war hero.
Why do you call him an unsung hero?
Well, I just don't believe that he got the recognition that he really should have got over the years. I just thought, well, that's a fitting title for it, maybe. He died in a plane crash in 1971 at the age of 46. After going through the war and virtually coming out unscathed, he ended up getting killed in a plane crash. The news bulletin that night on the TV was barely 30 seconds about his untimely death, which I thought was quite disastrous, really. Someone like Audie, a much better send-off than that, much better hearing.
I think, too, when you look at the career of John Wayne, who lived much longer, Audie Murphy might have been up there with him with a lot more movies if he hadn't died so young.
Yes, of course. I think he would have gone on and on. Unfortunately, Hollywood sort of dropped him 10 years prior to his death. He was virtually bankrupt and doing it quite hard. In 1969, he decided to fund his own movie and produce it himself, a movie called A Time to Die. And unfortunately, he was killed before that movie ever got to be released. So he had a short life, but a very fulfilling life. He was an undercover cop in real life in Hollywood for the last 5 years of his life, which he enjoyed doing. He bred quarter horses on his ranch in California. As I said, he made 44 movies, mainly westerns.
I think a lot of those movies are probably available to watch on YouTube free.
Yes, a lot of them are, Brian. To Hell and Back, I should have mentioned that. To Hell and Back is a story of his own life. That he wrote the book, first of all, in 1948. And then when he signed a contract with MGM Records, MGM Movies, they enticed him to play himself in a movie that they proposed to make. At first, he didn't want to do it because he said it would bring back too many bad memories, and he thought it would be sort of glorifying his war record. And they said, no, to the contrary, he'd be sort of doing just the opposite, play himself in the movie, which he did.
Interesting story. Johnny, thank you for talking. Good song.
Brian, thanks for giving it some of your play too.
Ever since I can remember, as a small boy, whenever they'd say, next Western will screen Audie Murphy, I still feel that emotion today. Nobody ever could match him. His draw was the best, they'd all say. He was my matinee hero. He was then, still is today. He was a cowboy, a matinee hero, and the writer of sad country songs. Shutters and Boards is my favorite. Like his movies, that song will live on. America's last unsung hero. His Hollywood's lost, there's no doubt. Thanks for a lifetime of memories. That's what this old song's all about. Ooh, to me, Audie's face showed the sadness of a young life of war and regrets. The world knows he came home a hero. A hero just never forgets. The path that he chose wasn't easy. Lord knows he was put to the test. Audie Murphy was one in a million. His memory stands out from the rest. He was a cowboy, a matinee hero, and the writer of sad country songs. Shutters and Boards is my favorite. Like his movies, that song will live on. America's last unsung hero. He 'cause Hollywood's lost, there's no doubt. Thanks for a lifetime of memories. That's what this old song's all about. He was a cowboy, a matinee hero, and the writer of sad country songs. Shutters and Boards is my favorite. Like his movies, that song will live on. America's last unsung hero is Hollywood's loss, there's no doubt. Thanks for a lifetime of music.